Is WRCT Pittsburgh. Hello and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. You just heard Russ Ballard with his song Voices. We got some other cool stuff here for you this edition of the show, so I hope you stick around. But first, let's take care of a little business.
I just had another dizzy spell and almost fell. I'm scared they will get worse and never go away.
You're not alone. 69 million people suffer from dizziness and vertigo.
I wonder if there's help.
There is. The Vestibular Disorders Association has a helpline at 800-837-8428 or visit liferebalanced.org.
Can you repeat that?
800-837-8428 or liferebalanced.org.
Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
A couple of other shows I want to tell you about here in WRCT Pittsburgh. Tune into Pinckney Hall. You'll hear tender little ditties that will lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. And Pull Up and Put It in Park on Joe's Garage, Monday night starting at 7 p.m. Shift into gears, we dust off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, and polish the CDs, playing the best and some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, get your motor running on Joe's Garage. Monday night, 7 p.m., only on 88.3 WRCT. Okay, back at it. Next up, we have the band The Devil Dogs with their song, The Blind Raven.
Shoulder is black, everything is wrong, but right. Your imagination is damning you. See the vision and enter the screw. And you don't know that your life is through. Now you don't know what's become of you.
Thank you.
That was the band Texas with their song Tell That Girl. Before that, the Yum Yums, Were Those About to Pop. And we started that set off with the Devil Dogs and the Blind Raven. Support comes from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Whether you're looking for a casual place to study or a great place to meet friends, we are here for you. Always serving scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, and six packs to go in a cozy cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, let's go back to the 80s for a little while at least. Next up, we're going to play Simple Minds, Alive and Kicking.
such a thing.
Love and Rockets with Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. I realized that set, that was actually a mix of 80s and 90s. I wasn't thinking that when I played some of those songs. Because before that was Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark with So in Love, Crowded House with Weather with You, and we started that set off with definitely something from the 80s, Simple Minds and Alive and Kicking. Hey, there's one other show you should be listening to here in WRCT. Do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Moxster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mox, Friday nights starting at 9, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, next up, we are going to play a song from Brinsley Schwartz. And you may know this song from Elvis Costello, but Brinsley was the one who did it first. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
As I walk this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity. Is all hope gone? Is there only pain?
What's the peace? More peace and love. It's just for the children of the new generation.
New music from Sloan, a song called Dream Destroyer. They have a new album that just came out this week. Before that, we had Graham Parker and The Rumor with Local Girls, and Brinsley Schwartz started that set off with the original version of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Well, that is going to about do it for me. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for listening to Breakfast for Dinner. You may be saying to yourself, well, hey, wait a minute, Mr. DJ, you still have 10 minutes to go on the show. You're ending a little early. Well, no. We're going to play a little mini rock opera from none other than Weird Al Yankovic. This is actually one of his originals, which I have to admit, I kind of dig a lot of his originals, maybe even more than some of his parodies that he's obviously most famous for. Anyway, this is one of his originals, and it is pretty long, almost 10 minutes. But I really dig it, and I hope you do too. It's a song called Jackson Park Express. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you come back next week for another edition of the show. Thanks for listening.
Tuesday morning, 8:15, I was riding to work on the Jackson Park Express. Seemed like any other day, then my whole world changed in a way I never could have guessed. 'Cause she walked in, oh, seat right across the aisle. I knew we had a special connection the second I saw her smile. She smiled as if to say, hello, haven't seen you on this bus before. I gave her a look that said, life is funny, you never know what's in store. By the way, your hair is beautiful, I bet it smells like raisins. She looked at me in a way that asked, did you have a nose job or something? I'm only asking, 'cause your nose looks slightly better than the rest of your face. I arched my eyebrow ever so slightly, which was my way of asking, to mean, oh, mama, what is that deodorant you're wearing? It's intoxicating. Why don't we drive out to the country sometime and collect deer ticks in a Ziploc baggie? Oh, yeah. Unmistakably meant, baby, let's wear each other's clothes and speak. service. I couldn't hold back my feelings. I gave her a look that said, together. She picked up a newspaper and started reading to herself, which I'm sure was a way of telling me, when you're cold, I will warm you. When you're shivering, I will hold you. When you're nauseous, I will give you Pepto-Bismol every hour for as long as the symptoms. So please, let me cauterize your tear ducts with an arc welder. Then I glanced down at her shirt for a second, in a way that clearly implied, I like your boobs. Cleared my throat quietly, and then I looked away, and I'm sure it was obvious to her just what I was trying to say. I was trying to say, hey, I'd like to make a wall-sized mural out of all the dead skin cells that you slough off while you sleep at night. Oh, I'd like to rip you wide open. Kiss every single one of your internal organs. Oh, I'd like to remove all your skin and wear your skin over my own skin, but not in a creepy way. Then I'm pretty sure she looked at me out of the corner of her good eye, and though she never spoke a word, this is exactly what I heard. She was saying, oh, I wanna make out with you in an abandoned toll booth in the middle of a monsoon. I wanna ride dolphins with you in the moonlight until the staff at SeaWorld kicks us out. I want you inside me, oh, oh, like a tapeworm. I pointed to the side of my mouth as a way of indicating, hey, I think you got something on the side of your mouth. She licked the corner of her lips as if to say, here. I nodded, lying, yeah, you got it. And then the ball stopped at 53rd Street, and she got up suddenly. Where are you going? Pleaded my eyes, baby, don't you do this to me. Think of the beautiful children we could have someday. We could steal them at home, raise them up the right way, and protect them from the evils of the world, like trigonometry and prime numbers. She brushed my leg as she left the bus. I'm sure that was her way of saying, I'm sorry, this just isn't working out. You're suffocating me. I need some space to find out what life's all about. So goodbye forever, my love. And deep inside, night I knew she was right. It was time for us both to move on.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.